KJAN Sports.
And it's time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by JCPenney Catalog Store, located at Robinson True Value Hardware in downtown Atlantic. Call 243-2425.
Right now, the JCPenney Catalog Store ships for free on orders over $70 and when you pick it up at the catalog store. When you place your order, simply tell the operator that you want it shipped to the Atlantic Catalog Store. You will have no shipping charge to you. Or if you order off the internet, click on the request to pick it up at the store, and you will automatically receive free shipping on orders over $70. Pick up free catalogs at the JCPenney store located at Robinson's True Value in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-4667.
Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Ohio State this morning in women's college basketball. The Lady Hawks are 9-5 on the season, 1-0 in the Big Ten Conference, while the Buckeyes are 14-0 and 1-0, respectively. Top point makers for the Hawkeyes include Jamie Prenti at 17.4 points per game and Morgan Johnson at 14.1 points per game. And for the Hawkeyes, Taylor Hill has 21.1 points per game on average. Samantha Prehelis adds 17.5 points per game. And Kalpana Beach, 6.3 running points per game. Iowa will have to limit Hill, the 5'10" junior from Minneapolis, who is Minnesota's all-time leading high scorer with 3,888 points. The Hawks have improved their three-point shooting by 20 percentage points over the past two games to 34.2%. They drained 14 for a school record against Mississippi Valley State and 12 against Northwestern. Ninth-ranked Ohio beat Wisconsin 77-61 in its Big Ten Conference opener. Now Hill shoots 50% from the field, and Ohio State has won 15 of the last 17 meetings against the Lady Hawkeyes. Tip-off for today's game at the Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio is 11 a.m., and that'll be televised on the Big Ten Network. Colt Ryan had 29 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists to lead Evansville to a 76-65 victory over Northern Iowa last night. Ryan made all 14 of his free throw tries for the Purple Aces, who are 7-5 and 2-0 in Mo Valley Conference, who trailed 22-8 early in the game but bounced back and have now won 3 in a row. Ryan also made 3 3-pointers. Denver Holmes had 16 points, and Kenny Harris scored 11 as Evansville won at Northern Iowa for the first time in 10 seasons. The Aces were 24-26 from the free throw line, and Ryan and Holmes were 14-14 in the last 1:02 of the game. Holmes made all 6 of his attempts in the game in that stretch. Seth Tuttle had 16 points and 10 rebounds for the Panthers, who are 10-4 and 0-2 on the season and have lost 3 in a row now. Mark Sonnen and Deion Mitchell scored 14 points apiece for UNI. On Saturday, Kyle Weems scored 22 points and grabbed 9 rebounds to boost Missouri State to a 72-61 victory over Drake. Missouri State also got 14 points from Jamar Gully and 11 points from Anthony Downing. Cody Sokol, a junior college quarterback from Scottsdale Community College in Arizona, told the world on Saturday that he was going to join Iowa. On December 31st, Sokol tweeted that he was, quote, happy to be a Hawkeye. Sokol is 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighs 205 pounds, and he has 2 years of competition remaining. He could also redshirt one season. This past season, he threw for over 3,800 yards and 43 touchdowns, along with 10 interceptions. Sokol was born in Des Moines, but he moved to Arizona when he was young. Iowa will have 2 senior quarterbacks next fall, James Vandenberg and John Wynacki. Jake Rudock will be a redshirt freshman. The quarterback depth chart thinned out for the Hawkeyes when sophomore A.J. Derby moved from quarterback to linebacker during the past season. And a review has determined that a camera that fell from an overhead wire during Friday night's Inside Bowl was an isolated incident. ESPN spokesman Josh Krulwitz said the cause of the crashing camera has been addressed and that extra precautions will be taken for the 6 remaining bowl games. He said the Fiesta Bowl will not have an aerial camera tonight, however. I'll have more sports after this.
Right now, the JCPenney Catalog Store ships for free on orders over $70 and when you pick it up at the catalog store. When you place your order, simply tell the operator that you want it shipped to the Atlantic Catalog Store. You will have no shipping charge to you. Or if you order off the internet, click on the request to pick it up at the store, and you will automatically receive free shipping on orders over $70. Pick up free catalogs at the JCPenney store located at Robinson's True Value in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-4667.
Next weekend's NFL wildcard weekend playoff pairings are now set. Wildcard Cincinnati travels to Houston next Saturday to start the playoffs. The game will be followed by an NFC matchup with the upstart Detroit Lions traveling to New Orleans to play the Saints. Next Sunday, the wild card weekend continues with Atlanta traveling to the Meadowlands to play the New York Giants in the NFC. The wild card action concludes next Sunday night in Denver, where Tim Tebow and the slumping Denver Broncos take a three-game losing streak into the postseason and are home against Pittsburgh. Now, here's how all those playoff teams got there on the final Sunday of the regular season yesterday. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions. The Giants raced out to a 21-0 lead and held off the Dallas Cowboys 31-14 in the final game of the regular season. Baltimore earned the AFC North title and the number 2 seed in the AFC playoffs with a 24-16 win over Cincy. Despite the loss, the Bengals earned a wild card berth, as the Jets and Broncos also lost. It's Cincinnati's third playoff appearance in the last 21 years. Pittsburgh limped into the playoffs with a 13-9 win over Cleveland. On a game you might have heard on KJAN yesterday afternoon, Denver backed into the AFC West title despite dropping a 7-3 home game to Kansas City. At home to Kansas City, and ex-Bronco quarterback Kyle Orton got some revenge in handling the Broncos their third straight loss, but Denver won the division in a tiebreaker. Pittsburgh is the fifth seed in the AFC playoffs and will travel to Denver next weekend. Atlanta used a team record 42 points in the first half to rout Tampa Bay 45-24 and clinched the number 5 seed in the NFC playoffs. Phillip Rivers threw 3 TD passes, and Richard Goodman returned to kickoff 105 yards for another score as the San Diego Chargers ended Oakland's playoff hopes by beating the Raiders 38-26 Sunday. And that might not be enough to save the job of Chargers coach Norv Turner, though. 5 TD passes by Drew Brees were some of the highlights of New Orleans' 45-17 blowout of Carolina. The Saints head into the postseason, riding an 8-game winning streak. The Patriots scored the final 49 points of the game to claim the top seed in the AFC playoff with a 49-21 victory over Buffalo. The Packers managed to beat visiting Detroit 45-41 behind a franchise record 6 TD passes by backup Matt Flynn. The Jets have fallen short of coach Rex Ryan's pledge to win the Super Bowl. This time around, they didn't even make it into the playoffs. A 19-17 loss at Miami eliminated New York from postseason contention with an 8-8 mark overall. The 49ers converted a pair of interceptions by Terrell Brown into TDs with a 34-27 victory that secures the number 2 seed and a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs. Arizona had a 23-20 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Indianapolis earned the top pick in this year's draft with a 19-13 loss at Jacksonville. Indianapolis finishes 2-12 and now has to decide if it wants to take on Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck at number 1. Philadelphia beat Washington 34-10 for its fourth straight win. The Tennessee Titans did their part to get into the playoffs with a 23-22 victory over AFC South champion Texans. And the Chicago Bears snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 17-13 win over the Minnesota Vikings. Our sports report was brought to you this morning by JCPenney Catalog Store, located at Robinson True Value Hardware in downtown Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.